在我们上午的第二节聚会，我们一起来翻到列王记下的第六章。
In the second session of our service, please turn to 2 Kings.
我们请翻到列王记下的第六章。
2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章的第一节。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1.
先知门徒对以利沙说，看哪，我们和你同住的，我们同你所住的地方过于窄小。第二节。
Verse 2.
求你容我们往约旦河去，个人在那里取一根木料，建造房屋居住。他说，你们去吧。第三节。有一人说，求你与仆人同去。回答说，我可以去。第四节。于是以利沙与他们同去，到了约旦河就砍伐树木。第五节。有一人砍树的时候，斧头掉到水里，他就呼叫说，哀哉，我主，这斧子是借的。第六节。神人问说，掉在哪里了？他将那地方指给以利沙看，以利沙砍了一根木头抛在水里，斧头就飘上来了。第七节。以利沙说，拿起来吧。这人就伸手拿起来了。我们今天早上就用这一段来做彼此学习的内容。
Today we will learn from the teachings in this passage.
在那个时候，以色列的国中，他们有所谓的先知学校。
And during this time, there is a school for prophets.
就是说有一些有心立志想要服侍神的人，他们会来跟随先知。
Meaning that if there are some people who want to dedicate their lives to God, they can follow the prophets.
当然参与先知学校的人不见得最后可以做先知。
And just because we attend the school for prophets doesn't mean that afterwards they will be a prophet.
因为到最后能不能做先知必须要由神来决定。
Because in the end, whether someone is a prophet is determined by God.
但是他们来到这里接受训练。
But they come here to learn and to be trained.
他们跟随先知学习道理。
They follow the prophet to learn of the truth.
他们效法先知，能够有一个学习的榜样。
And they follow the prophets and see the prophets as examples.
然后在等待当中，看神愿不愿意让他们进入先知服事的管道。
And then afterwards they wait to see if God will choose them to enter into the work of being a prophet.
所以这些人都是有心要跟随神，有心要服事神的人。
So all these people have the heart to follow God.
他们会跟随先知做先知的门徒。
That's why they follow the prophet to become their disciples.
他们服事先知如同先知的孩子。
And they serve the prophet as if they are the child of a prophet.
他们一同居住，能够彼此互相的生活。
They live together so that they can help one another.
但是在这里，圣经告诉我们。
But here the Bible tells us.
他说，有一个门徒对老师说。
There is a disciple who said to his master.
他说，老师啊，我们同你住的地方过于窄小了。
He said, as you see, the place where we live under your charge is too small.
我们能不能到约旦河那里去砍树，然后来盖一个更大的房子呢？
They wanted to go to the River Jordan to collect some logs to build a bigger place to live.
所以我们今天就从这些先知门徒的互动，他的对话当中来做我们信仰的学习。
So today, let us learn from the conversation and the actions between the prophets and the disciples.
这个房子不是先知门徒的。
And this house does not belong to the disciples or
the prophets. 他们只是来这里跟先知同住，来这里向先知学习。
The disciples come here only so that they can learn from the prophets.
房子大不大，够不够用，舒不舒服，其实跟他们没有什么太大的关系。
And whether the house is big enough or comfortable enough does not really matter to them.
但是在这里，这个有一个门徒却跟老师说，老师啊，这个地方过于窄小。
But there was one prophet or one disciple who went to the prophet and said that this place is too small.
所以在这里让我们看到第一件事。
So here let's just see the first thing.
就是这个先知门徒把自己当作家人，而不是只是一个 客人。
So we see that this disciple saw himself as part of the family and not just as a guest.
家人跟客人是非常不同的。
A guest as a family member and a guest is actually very different.
客人只是来客客气气的被接待，然后结束之后就离开。
As a guest, we come and we are very polite to one another, and then eventually we know that we have to leave.
啊，不管环境好不好，不管这个，不管生活是不是舒不舒适。
Whether the environment is nice or not, or comfortable or not.
其实对客人来说，他们不太在乎。
As a guest, they might not as care as much.
啊，因为我只是留这么几个小时，我就跟你拜拜。
Because in their head, they think that, oh, I'm just going to stay for a couple hours, and eventually I'll say bye.
啊，就算不好，我忍耐一下，也跟我没有什么太大关系。
And even if the environment is not very good, I could just tolerate it for a little bit, and eventually it doesn't matter.
但是家人就不一样啦。
But as a family member, it would be different.
家人是因为你住在那。
Because as a family member, we are living there.
这是你的家。
We think of the place as our home.
所以你在乎这个家中的每一个角落。
So we care and we pay attention to every corner of the house.
我们今天来到神的家，来到神的教会。
And today, when we come to the church, we come to the God's house.
有的人来了，好像一个客人一样。
Some of us come as a guest.
不但等着别人来服侍我们。
Not only do we wait for others to serve us.
而且对教会当中的事物或需要，其实不太在乎。
That we do not really care for the needs of the church.
因为我们只把自己当成这里的客人而已。
Because we only think of ourselves as a guest here.
哦，圣工没有人做，那是负责人的问题。
There's no one to do the work. Oh, that's the problem of a church council member.
慕道者没有人照顾，那个是老信徒的问题。
There's a truth seeker that no one is paying attention to. That's a problem for another member.
啊，小朋友乱跑没有人管，这是宗教教育系的问题。
You see children just running around, no one taking care of them. This is a problem of RE.
教会脏乱没有人整理，那个是打扫组的问题。
We see the church is dirty and no one is there to clean. This is a problem of the cleaning team.
啊，所以不管教会如何，都跟我无关，从来不是我的问题。
So no matter what happens in church, this has nothing to do with me. This is the problem of church.
那你只是这个教会这个家庭当中的客人而已啊。
Doing so, we are considered as only a guest in this family.
你来了，你参加完，你转身你就走了。
We come, we attend, and afterwards we leave.
啊，但是如果你是这个家里的家人
，But if we think of ourselves as a member of this family,
啊，不管这里家中大大小小的事情
，Whether it's something big or small that happens in this family,
你都在乎，你都关心
，Then we are very concerned about these things.
因为这是你的家
，Because we think of this as our home.
所以我们在这里看到先知门徒的第一件事情
，So we look at the first thing of the prophets and disciples，
就是他观察了这个家，他看到了这个家中的需要。
That he observed this family and this home, and he saw the need of this home.
我们来看箴言的第三十一章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言的第三十一章。
Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言三十一章的。第二十六节
，Proverbs chapter 31, verse 26.
二十六节
，26.
他开口就发智慧，他舌上有仁慈的法则。二十七节
，27.
他观察家务，并不吃闲饭。二十八
，28.
他的儿女起来称他有福，他的丈夫也称赞他说。二十九
，29.
才德的女子很多，唯有你超过一切，在这里讲到是神所称赞的妇人。
And here is a wife that God is praising.
啊，在这里说这个妇人她是观察家务，不吃闲饭。
And that we see here that the Bible describes her as she looks to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness.
所以她的儿女起来称赞她。
That's why their children rise up and call her happy.
她的先生也赞美她。
And her husband also praises her.
所以我们今天都希望能够像这个才德的妇人一样。
And we all wish to be like this capable wife.
能够得着神的称赞。
So that we can receive the praise from God.
能够在神的家中有用。
So that we are useful in God's house.
能够对弟兄姐妹带来好处。
So that we bring benefit to our brothers and sisters.
好，我们看回来列王记下的第六章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下六章的第一节。
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1.
先知门徒对以利沙说，看哪，我们同你所住的地方过于窄小。第二节。
Verse 2.
求你容我们往约旦河去，个人从那里取一根木料建造房屋居住。我们在这里看到了，当他们知道说，认识到说这个地方太小了。
And when they recognize that there's a problem that this place is too small.
哦，所以他们就跟先知说。
So they said to the prophet.
他说：“老师啊，求你容我们去到约旦河去砍树。”
They asked, "Let us go to the Jordan and let us collect logs there."
但是我们如果仔细再想一想，
if we think about this,
这个互动，这个问话是一件很奇怪的事情啊。
And this, the action of actually asking these questions is actually something interesting.
门徒看到这个房子太小。
First, the disciple saw that the place is too small.
门徒要去砍树，帮你把房子加大。
The disciple wanted to gather logs to build a bigger space.
是门徒在付出。
Everything is through the disciple's sacrifice.
是门徒在帮忙。
Is through the help that the disciple offered.
哦，所以啊，我们能帮你，我们肯帮你，你要很感谢我们才对啊。
And we can think that if we're willing to help, then the prophet must feel gratitude.
不是这个样子吗？
Isn't this?How it should happen.
今天你要去帮别人的忙。
If today we go out to help someone.
你看到隔壁邻居的院子很脏，你说我来，我帮你整理一下，我帮你打扫一下哦。
We see our neighbor's house, the garden is very run down. We offer our help.
人家应该是要很感谢你才对。
Our expectation is that our neighbor would be very grateful.
但是我们在这里看到先知门徒跟先知的互动却不是这样。
But if we look at this example between the disciple and the prophet, it is not so.
这里他问老师说，我们可以去吗？求你让我们去可以吗？
So here we see the way the disciple asked is let us go to the Jordan and let us collect logs.
所以他们是先要求，希望能够得到老师的允许才会去行动。
So we see that this is a request, hoping that the teacher will grant their request so that they can go do these things.
这个跟我们的平常的想象，或者是跟我们平常正常的人际互动是不一样的。
And this is very different from the normal conversation and interactions with each other.
但是这个就是在神的家中，在神的教会做事的方法。
But this is the way we should be doing things in church.
我们今天来参与圣工，来帮助教会的各项活动。
So today when we participate in the holy work in church,
虽然好像是我们在付出，虽然好像我们做了很大的牺牲。
That even though it is us that is offering to help, it is us that is sacrificing.
可能是我们要出钱出力，花时间用精神。
Whether it is using our time, our money, our effort.
但是在这里告诉我们说，我们所做的一切工必须要先求得老师的同意啊。
But here it says that before we even start the work, we need to request from the teacher for us to be able to start the work.
所以教会的工作不是你想怎么做就怎么做。
So when we do church work, it's not just doing things how we see fit.
更不是因为说，哎，我出钱呢，教会要怎么搞，我就要怎么做。
Or to say that since I am paying for it, I want it done this way.
有时候我们会把外面社会上的观念带进来。
Sometimes we will bring the concepts of the outside world inside church.
觉得出钱的最大。
Thinking that whoever offers the most is the greatest.
我奉献，负责人就要照我的要求去给我执行。
Because I offer, therefore the church council members have to listen to me to carry out the work.
如果我们有这样子的观念，
if we have this concept,
请你不要奉献。
Then please do not offer.
因为这样的奉献不但不会得到神的喜悦，
because this type of offering will not please God.
甚至会惹神的愤怒啊。
It actually will make God angry.
因为你失去了对神的尊重，
because we have lost our respect for God.
你把自己当成教会的主人。
Now instead we have made ourselves into the Lord of this church.
所以出钱的不代表你是教会的老板。
So just because we give the most money doesn't mean we are the supervisor of this church.
奉献也不代表你能够对在教会里面指气使意的发号施令。
And just because we offer the most doesn't mean that we can command people in church.
儿子在这里说，老师啊，求你容我们去啊。
But rather, like this disciple, we can say, let us, we can ask the teacher to let us do certain things.
所以我们今天在教会参与圣工。
So today, when we participate in holy work,
最重要的是要跪下来祷告，向神说。主啊，我们可以这样做吗？
So the most important thing is for us to kneel down and pray and ask God, Lord, can we do this, this work?
因为得到神的同意，这个方向才是神的旨意。
Because only with the abidance of God, we know that we are following God's will.
啊，所行的在神眼中才会拥有价值。
And only then when we carry out things before God,we know that those things have value.
啊，同时我们要有一个正确的观念。
And we also have to have the correct concept.
能够参与圣工本身就是一种福气。
And for us to even participate in holy work is a type of blessing.
不是每个人想参与就可以参与的。
Because not everyone who wants to work for God can work for God.
啊，不是每个人为主牺牲，不是每个人都有机会来为主牺牲。
And not everyone has the opportunity to sacrifice for God.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传的第五章。
Acts chapter 5.
《使徒行传》第五章的四十节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 40。
四十节。
Verse 40。
公会的人听从了他，便把使徒叫来，把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。四十一节。
Verse 41。
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配的为这个名受辱啊。在这里讲说门徒被抓而且被打。
And here it talks about how the disciples, the apostles are captured and also beaten.
我们可能会觉得说，哇，他们好伟大，他们牺牲好多，他们为主耶稣被打。
And we might think that, oh, they sacrificed so much, they're beaten for the Lord.
但是在这里讲说门徒心中欢喜，因为算是配的为这个名受苦啊。
But the Bible describes that they rejoiced because they were considered worthy to suffer.
啊，这句话告诉我们什么？
So what does this verse tell us?
告诉我们说，能为主耶稣付出，能为主耶稣牺牲，那是主耶稣给你的恩典跟福气。
It means that for us to be able to offer to God, for us to be able to sacrifice for God, this is a blessing that God has given us.
好像在腓立比书第一章里面告诉我们的。
Just like in the book of Philippians, it might tell us.
腓立比书的第一章的二十九节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 29.
腓立比书一章二十九节。
Verse 29.
这里说，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦啊。这一句话非常的奇怪啊。
And this is a very odd verse.
他说你们蒙到神的大恩典。
It says that he has graciously granted us.
是因为你们得以信耶稣啊，这个我们可以明白哦。
The privilege for believing, and this is something we can understand.
哦，能够信耶稣是大恩典，我们明白，我们也接受。
And for us to believe in God is something that we understand and we also accept.
但是接下来说，你们蒙恩。要为他能为他受苦啊。
But also it continues to say that he has granted us the privilege of suffering for him as well.
所以能够有这个 privilege, 有这个特权受苦是神特别给你的恩典。
So for us to have this privilege of suffering is a special blessing that God has given us.
啊，所以在这里这个门徒对老师说。
That's why the disciples when they asked the teacher.
拜托啦，我们可不可以去啊。
They asked them, please,Can we go?
求你容我们去做这项圣工。
Please allow us the ability to go, do this work.
这是我们今天在服事当中必须要有的精神。
And this is the spirit that we should all carry when we work for God.
能奉献是恩典。
For us, this offer is a blessing.
能参与圣工是福气。
It is a blessing for us to participate in holy work.
能够为主受苦，天上有大奖赏。
And for us to suffer for God, there is a great reward waiting for us in heaven.
啊，这样子我们在侍奉的路上就不会愁眉苦脸，也不会抱怨连连。
So that in our journey of faith, we will not walk this journey sorrowful or with grief.
啊，第三，我们看回来第六章。
And thirdly, let's look back at chapter 6.
我们看回来列王记下的第六章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings.
第二节，这里讲说，求你容我们往约旦河去， 个人从那里取一根木料，建造房屋居住。在这里第三个，我们看到这些门徒所说的。
And let's look at the third thing that they said.
他这里讲说，求你让我们去啊。
And first we talked about how it says, let us go there.
哦，他没有说让我去就好了。
They did not say, can we go there?
啊，没有讲说一个人啊，一个人去就好了。
Or can I go there myself?
啊，我去就可以了。你看我都是 muscle 啊，我很有力气啊。
Meaning that, look at me full of muscles. I just need myself to go.
哎呀，不需要其他人啊，教会的圣工我一个人就摆平了。
Yeah, we don't need anyone else when doing church work. I can just do everything myself.
啊，盖房子我很厉害啊，我自己去砍树就好了。
And I'm a professional at building houses. I can just cut all the trees down.
他说，求你让我们通通。
But rather it says that he asked everyone to go with him.
因为如果大家都去，
because if everyone goes,
啊，这个团体的活动速度才会快，才会有效率。
Because everyone is participating in the work can be done faster.
啊，所以在这里讲说，如果我们都去，每一个人都取一根木料。
Because if they all go, they can all collect one log.
每一个人取一根，这个房子就盖起来了。
That if everyone collects one log, then the house can be built.
啊，可是如果只有我去，
but if I go myself,
或者只有你去，
or if you go yourself,
结果你一个人忙得半死，做得累得不得了。
That person will be super busy and will be super tired.
啊，其他人没有事做，不知道要做什么。
Everyone else is just sitting around with not knowing what to do.
啊，然后你非常的疲倦，但是房子盖得非常的缓慢。
And not only are we very tired, but the house will be built very slowly.
啊，但是在这里讲说，我们是大家一起同去啊。
But here in this verse, if everyone goes together,
啊，告诉我们说，今天在教会里面参与教会的服事，
meaning that if everyone participates in holy work today,
它不应该是一个人个人表演的舞台。
It should not just be a stage with just one actor.
我们今天如果常常觉得侍奉主，常常觉得非常的孤单。
And sometimes when we serve God, we feel very lonely.
或者是教会放眼望去，服事神只剩我一人。
Or everyone does their own thing at church. It's only one person working in church.
你会觉得说好像只有我而已啊。
Sometimes we ourselves will think that I am the only one.
只有我热心，只有我爱主，只有我牺牲，只有我付出。
That is only I who loves God. Is only I who is very fervent. Is only I that is working.
甚至在祷告里面说主啊主啊，你看只剩下我一人啊。
Even in our prayers, we might say, Lord, Lord, just look at me. Just look at I am alone.
其实这样子的服事是非常危险的。
And this type of servitude is very dangerous.
因为教会当中不是只有你一人，
because in church is not just us one person，
而是因为你只想到看到你自己，
but rather it is just us, it is only that we only see ourselves，
你只想要看到自己啊，
and we only think of ourselves，
你只想要说啊，只有我，只有我啊，
and in our heads there's only ourselves in our head，
为什么会这样？
And why is this the case？
其实这就是一种隐藏的骄傲啊。
And this is actually a type of hidden pride.
哦，就像以利亚一样。
Just like Elijah.
以利亚不是常常讲吗？只剩我一人，只剩我一人。以色列放眼望去，只有我一人啊。
Elijah many times said that I am the only person.
啊，但是如果你看圣经里面啊。
But if we look at the Bible.
啊，当以利亚遇到俄巴底的时候。
When Elijah met Obadiah,
俄巴底说，我这里还照顾了100个神的先知。
Obadiah told Elijah that he hid 100 prophets.
啊，但是啊，以利亚都耳朵捂起来，不要听见，我没有听到，我没有听到哦。
But Elijah stuck his fingers in his ear saying, I did not hear this, I did not hear this.
为什么？因为他享受这种孤胆英雄的这种悲情啊。
Because perhaps he was very He himself thought of himself as a lone hero, doing all the work.
只剩我一人，你看多悲壮啊！
And he thought in his head, he thought of this tragedy that he is the only one left.
哦，你看 how majestic 啊！
Majestic.
哇，只剩我一个啊，神啊，只有我啊！
And that he thought of this grand majestic scene that he is this only servant left.
啊，结果啊，结果那个俄巴底啊，跟他讲说，我这还有100个。
But then Obadiah popped his bubble and said, "Hey, I have 100 more people."
啊，这样子他还是没有听到哦，还是只有我一人哦。
But in his head, he still did not, he did not, he did not hear what Obadiah said.
一直到最后啊，神亲自啪一巴掌给他打下去啊。
But only at the very end, when God shook him awake.
跟他讲说还有七千人啊。
When God himself said that he still reserves 7,000 prophets.
啊，你看啊，其实你看在以利亚的侍奉当中，他有没有听到？在以利亚侍奉中，他知不知道还有其他人？
But in Elijah's servitude, did he acknowledge that there are still so many people?
其实他知道的，他知道的。
He knew this.
啊，但是呢，他其实不想去面对，也不想去听这件事啊。
But he just did not want to face it. He did not want to hear. He did not want to face it.
啊，因为啊，当你讲说我是那101人，感觉就没有那么悲壮了哈。
Because if he thought of himself as the 101st prophet, then the scene would not be as majestic.
啊，更不要讲说啊，我是那个7001人，好像就没有什么特别啦。
And then especially if he compared himself as just one out of 7,000, then he's not very special at all.
啊，所以啊，有时候我们当我们很强调只有我，只有我在爱神。
So when we hold on to the concept that it is only I who love God,
只剩下我对教会热心,
that is only I who is fervent in church,
常常是因为我们被那个隐藏的骄傲蒙蔽了我们的眼睛,
it's often because it is this hidden pride that has covered our eyes.
啊，所以啊，当我们今天在侍奉路上常常觉得非常孤单,
and sometimes when in our servitude we feel very lonely,
当我们觉得别人没有办法配合我们在工作当中没有同伴,
that no one can compare to me that I am alone in this work in church.
常常问题不在教会或别人的身上。
Oftentimes the problem is not within church.
常常到最后其实隐藏的问题在我们自己身上。
But rather the hidden problem is actually, or the problem is actually hidden within ourselves.
啊，所以啊，你看主耶稣派门徒都是两个两个派出去的。
As I, Lord Jesus, when he sent out the disciples, always two by two.
因为做工要有同，圣工当中要有同工。
Because when we do holy work, we often need a co-worker.
啊，能够彼此帮补。互相帮助
so that we can help one another out.
啊，为什么需要有同工呢？
Why is the coworker so necessary?
因为同工可以帮助我们看自己看得更加的清楚。
Because a coworker can help us see ourselves more clearly.
啊，今天的人都喜欢跟我们很像的人在一起。
Oftentimes we like to be around people who are like us.
啊，所以你看啊，那个从同样的地方来的，讲同样语言的，有同样文化背景的，他们都喜欢聚在一起。
And oftentimes people of the same culture, same language, they like to group themselves together.
啊，这个非常正常，因为人都喜欢跟自己类似的人啊在一起啊。
This is very natural because people tend to gravitate toward their own kind.
啊，但是神在我们的生命当中，常常为我们预备一些跟我们非常不同的人。
But in our lives, God has also placed people who are very different from us.
尤其在教会的侍奉里面。
Especially in times in the servitude in church.
啊，当你侍奉要有同工，做圣工要有同伴。
And when we need, when we, when there, when there's a coworker in church,
啊，代表说我们在做工当中常常需要去沟通。
It means that we have to first communicate with our coworkers.
啊，但是有的人就是很讨厌沟通。
But some people do not like to communicate.
为什么？因为沟通代表我要改变。
Because oftentimes when we communicate, it also forces us to change.
因为沟通代表我要调整我做事的方法。
Because and oftentimes because we have to communicate, we have to change the way we work.
因为沟通代表我可能需要配合别人的别人的决定。
And also when we communicate, we have to sometimes yield to the other person to accommodate how they work.
啊，所以我们喜欢分工，讨厌合作。
So oftentimes, so we like to split up the work.
啊，但是我们不喜欢合作。
But we do not like to work together.
啊，因为我们不喜欢跟别人配合。
Because we do not like to cooperate with other people.
我们更不喜欢为了别人要调整改变自己的方法。
And we do not like to because of others have to change the way we work ourselves.
啊，这是为什么常常在教会当中侍奉里面只有我一人的原因呢？
And this is the reason why in church we sometimes think that it is us. It is only I who is working.
啊，但是啊，神在我们生命当中给我们放下一些跟我们非常不同的同工。
But in our lives, God has placed some people that are very different who are coworkers.
可能会常常把你气得半死。
And sometimes these people cause us to be very angry.
啊，但是其实这是神的美意啊。
But this is also the grand, great will of God.
为什么？
And why is it?
因为如果你身旁的人常常都跟你很像。
Because if we are only working with people who are very similar to us.
想法类似，做事方法类似，走的方向类似，价值观类似。
That we have the same values, the same direction, the same way we work.
啊，到最后就是盲点类似啊，blind spot 哦。
And in the same way, at the end, we will have the same blind spots.
你只看得到左边，你跟你在一起的人都只看得到左边。
That if we only pay attention to our left side, and the people around us all pay attention to our left side.
结果右边有个洞，你就掉下去了。
That if on the right side if there's a hole, then everyone will fall in.
所以如果你只看得到左边。
If we only pay attention to our left,
你就需要一个只看得到右边的人来帮助你啊。
Then we need someone who only pays attention to the right to work with us.
这样子又看到左边又看到右边, 你就看得清楚啦。
So that way, both people, one person can focus on the right, one person can focus on the left, and we can see clearly.
所以啊，有跟你不一样的人在你身边是神的恩典。
So for someone who is different from us, who is working with us, it's actually a blessing of God.
一个是帮助让我们看见自己的软弱。
The first is so that we can see our own weaknesses.
另外一个是磨练我们，使我们能够有更美好的个性。
And the second is so that we can be trained so that we can have a better attitude.
所以在这里讲说, 让我们一起去吧。
And that's why the disciple said, let us, all of us go.
教会的工作都是团体的工作。
Because church work is a work of the entire congregation.
神家的侍奉一定要有属灵的同伴。
And for us to offer, it requires a spiritual
companion.
Companion.
我们今天有没有属灵的同工?
So today, do we have a spiritual co-worker?
我们在侍奉当中有没有美好的同伴?
Do we have a good companion who is working with us?
我们看回来列王记下的第六章。
If we continue with 2 Kings chapter 6.
列王记下第六章。
2 Kings chapter 6.
第二节,
verse 2.
他说求你容我们往约旦河去，个人从那里取一个木料建造房屋居住。他说你们去吧。第三节。
Verse 3.
有一个人说：“求你与仆人同去。”回答说：“我可以去啊。”在这里讲到有一个门徒哦。And
here it says there's one of them.
他说啊，当他们问老师说：“老师，老师啊，我们可不可以去啊？”
So everyone or the disciple asked if all of us could go.
结果那个老师说可以啊，你们去吧，没有问题啊，就去吧。The
teacher said yes, you can go.
但是这时候有出现了一个门徒啊。But
here there's one of them that appeared.
这个门徒问了一句非常重要的话。And
this disciple asked a very important question.
他说老师啊，你可以跟我们一起去吗？
He said, teacher, can you also come with us?
以利沙就说我可以去。
And Elisha said, yes, I will.
这代表什么意思?
And what does this mean?
代表原本以利沙没有要去的。
So it means that originally Elisha did not intend to go.
但是有一个门徒问老师说,老师啊,你可以拜托求你跟我们一起去啊。
But there's one disciple that said, master or teacher, please come with us.
这个时候以利沙已经年纪老迈了,老人家了。
And here Elisha was already was of old age.
那这时候啊,一些年轻力壮的门徒要去砍树。
And here are all the young disciples, they wanted to cut down trees.
你会觉得说啊, 老人家, 你就在这里泡茶聊天就好了, 你去干嘛?
And we might think to ourselves, we might ask Elisha, why don't you just sit here and rest?
反正老人家到河边又不能帮忙砍树，又不能帮忙扛台。
Because for an elderly person to go and they cannot cut down trees, they cannot do the hard labor.
但是这里却有一个门徒对以利沙说：“求你啦，拜托你啦，你要跟我们去才可以哦。”
There is one disciple that said to Elisha, please come with us.
这是一个非常非常重要的关键。
And this is a very important concept.
因为在这个时候，虽然他们没有需要，没有需要啊。
And even though they did not need Elisha to come,
以利沙老人家又不能叫他去砍树，又不能叫他去扛树。
Because they cannot ask Elisha to cut down a tree or to carry a log.
虽然没有需要他,
even though they did not need him,
但是他们仍然求老师跟他们同在。
But yet they still ask the teacher to abide with them, to go with them.
所以在平安的时候求老师同在。
So in times of peace for them to ask the abidance of the teacher.
但后来出了问题, 老师就在他们当中。
Because later on, when there's a problem, the teacher will be among them.
这是我们今天在走信仰的道路必须要记在心中的。
And this is something that we have to remember in our journey of faith.
不要永远都只有等到出问题了，有麻烦了，遭灾殃了，才想到说, 我的神啊, 你在哪里?
Do not just wait for a problem to occur or something difficult to happen for us to find where God is.
很多时候当我们生活平顺的时候, 常常就忘记信仰，忘记神。
And oftentimes when our lives are so peaceful, we forget about our faith, we forget about God.
只有到出问题、有状况、有解决不了的麻烦，才赶快变成迫切而热心。
But rather, it is only times when there is difficulty, when there are things that we cannot solve ourselves, we become very fervent.
但是在这里，我们就看到说，在他们要去做一件很简单的事情。
But here we see that when they are all going out to do something that is considerably simple,
而且没有预料或没有想到会出现任何的意外。
That they were planning for something wrong to occur.
他们仍然说，老师啊。求你与我们同去。
They asked, or this person asked the teacher, please come with us.
所以我们今天信仰路也要时时求主与我们同在。
So in our lives of faith, we also have to constantly ask God to abide with us.
不要等到出问题了才想到耶稣。
And do not just think of Jesus when something wrong happens.
有一次啊，我突然接到啊，那个我突然接到一个信徒的电话。
One time, I received a phone call from a member.
告诉我说啊，传道啊，传道啊。你赶快来医院啊。
And they said, Pastor, please come to the hospital, hurry.
他说啊，医生说我先生快死了。
The doctor said that my husband is going to die.
请你赶快请教会赶快帮我们迫切祷告啊。
Please ask the church to pray for us.
我想说怎么会这样，我就赶快赶到教会去啦，赶到医院去啦。
And I didn't know what was going on. I hurried to the hospital.
太太看到我一直哭一直哭一直哭啊。
My wife saw me and she was full of tears.
他说啊，医生他给我看那个医生一直给他那个病危通知啊。
And the doctor gave her a
那个 notice 啊，就是他 critical condition， 随时都会死掉的病危通知啊。
A notice that the husband is in critical condition that he could pass away at any time.
我说怎么回事啊
？And I asked her what's going on.
他说医生说本来是个小手术啊。
And the doctor originally thought that this is a small surgery.
结果啊不小心切到主动脉啊。
But then he accidentally severed one of the main arteries.
他好像是不知道鼻腔里面有什么，他们把那个刀子伸进去在动手术，结果不小心切到了那个主动脉。
That they were conducting a surgery through the nose and they accidentally cut one of the major arteries.
说哇，这个原本是一个非常小的手术。
And originally this is something that's very small and simple.
半个小时就结束就可以回家了。
That after 30 minutes they can the patient could go home.
结果突然大出血。
But all of a sudden there is a he lost a lot of blood.
更糟的是，医生居然不知道在没有办法止血。
And then what's even worse is the doctor did not know how to stop the bleeding.
就说整个马上，所以就马上就发病危通知啊，马上就后来整个还开颅啊，变得非常非常严重啊。
And then that's why she received this notice of critical condition.And that, and this is a very to tell her that this is a very severe condition.
我说啊，怎么都事先都没有讲，怎么我们都不知道啊。
And then I asked her, how come you didn't mention all of this any time soon, sooner?
结果啊，他太太告诉我们了。
And then the wife said to us.
他说啊，我们本来想啊，这只是一个小手术而已啊。
And the wife said, originally we thought this is just a simple operation.
所以啊，不需要让教会知道了，这个没有什么事啊。
We didn't want to bother the church. It was a minor thing.
甚至啊，也没有祷告啊。
And then she also said that she did not pray for this.
她说啊，主耶稣这么忙哦，这么小的事情，我们不要去麻烦主耶稣啊。
And then she said she was thinking that, oh Lord Jesus is so busy, I did not want to bother Lord Jesus.
我想说啊，你真是有爱心啊，你还怕主耶稣太忙啊。
And then I told her, oh, you have great love, you're even concerned that Lord Jesus is so busy.
她跟我说啊，因为你看全世界有这么多人在祷告求耶稣哦，所以我们不要让主耶稣太忙哦。
And she was thinking that there are so many people in the world that are asking Lord Jesus for something.He must be so busy.
结果人以为平安啊，平安的时候啊。
So when someone thinks that something will go smoothly or peacefully,
他说啊，意外就突然临到了啊。
This is when something bad can happen.
他说其实这个就是人生。
And I said that this is often how life works.
如果要走那个605哈，要从开车啊，从605往北啊。
That if we are on the 605 freeway and we go north,
我每次去伯恩教会啊，都会经过一个牌子啊。
And every time I go to the Ballin, I go Ballin Park Church, I come across a billboard.
那个牌子上面就写啊。
And the billboard says,
他说 ，Sure, you are a good driver.
And
他说是啊，你开车技术非常好啊。
He said, Sure, you're a good driver.
他说 ，How about the guy next to you? 啊，你旁边那个他技术好不好你就不知道啦。
And then the next it asks a question. What about the driver next to you?
啊，我每次看到那个牌子啊，都会觉得说真是有道理啊。
And every time I see this billboard, I think to myself, this makes a lot of sense.
然后说人生就是这样啊，当你最有把握的时候，你怎么知道那个医生那个刀一划就大出血了
？And that you know, even though the time when we have full assurance.How do we know that the doctor would make a mistake and turn something simple into something critical?
人生有太多太多的不知道。
There are so many things in this life we do not know.
哦，所以我们怎么办
？So what should we do?
很简单，我们就说，老师啊，求你与我们同去啊。
Then very simply, we need to ask the teacher to come with us.
啊，不管我们去哪里，不管我们做什么。
No matter where we go or what we're doing.
如果时时刻刻都有主耶稣在你的身边。
That no matter if the Lord Jesus is always next to us.
啊，不管面对什么样的挑战。
No matter what difficulty we face.
如果常有耶稣基督在你的心中。
As long as Lord Jesus is in our heart.
啊，平安的时候有他与你一同喜乐。
That in times of peace.He is joyful with us.
有困难的时候，有他挡在前面做你的盾牌。
And when time of difficulty, he is standing before us, guarding us.
那我们的人生不管是顺境和逆境都没有恐惧。
So no matter whether our lives are going well or not, then we will not be fearful.
好像约翰福音里面讲到主耶稣所行的第一件神迹。
And just like the first miracle in the book of John that Lord Jesus performed.
叫做迦南的婚宴啊。
Is a miracle at the wedding of Cana.
啊，这个婚宴当中一个非常重要的事情。
And in this wedding, something important happened.
就是在他们欢喜快乐的时候，他们邀请了耶稣在他们当中。
And as that when they were very joyful at this wedding, they invited Lord Jesus to come.
所以当意外突然临到。
So when something bad happened during
突然发现酒没有了。
That all of a sudden the wine ran out.
耶稣在那里解决他们的问题。
Lord Jesus is there to solve their problem.
啊，所以我们不要只有等到有需要才想到找耶稣。
So let us not wait for there to be a problem for us to think about Jesus.
要像这个门徒一样。
Let us be like this disciple.
他说：“夫子啊。”求你跟我们同去。
He asked, Father, please come with us.
有你在我们的身边。
For when you are next to us,
我们就心中平安，没有恐惧。
That we will have peace in our hearts and we will not be fearful.
如果我们常常跟主耶稣保持良好的关系。
That if we have this constant good relationship with Lord Jesus,
天天有祷告，天天有灵修。
That all we pray every day, we spiritually cultivate every day.
这样子我们人生不管怎么走。
That no matter where we go in our lives,
都能够心中平安稳妥。
That we will be stable and peaceful.
都能够信仰充满力量跟盼望。
That we will have strength and hope in our faith.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
354首。
Sing hymn 354.
Surely give you rest by trusting in